Right, good morning, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Shin Sadi Beis. We are up to Shin Sadi Beis Sif. Hey, this is page Reish Samach Amar Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hey, Bamedvar Mamun Shein Marvinos Alechatzoyin. When do we say that you're not allowed to make an Erev in a half of a city? That's Be'er Mukavas Chomagavo Asar Tvachim Yeshul Dlossos. That's if the city is surrounded by a wall that's 10 Tvachim high, and there are doors. Avalim Loay Sa'ir Kulam Uksharis Bamachitzos Uvol Lahachir Chetzio Larva. But if the city was not surrounded by a wall, and you just want to make an Eruv in part of a city, Harashus Biyadam, that's for sure okay. There's nothing wrong with making an Eruv in a part of the city, as long as there's nothing that's physically joining the city together. Sivkat Nechav Zayin, V'yeshla D'losos, Nakat D'losos Mishum Dairi B'nasas Shel Rabim. The reason we give an example of Delossos is because we're talking about a case where it became a city Shal Rabim, Shib Rosh Hashanah Beinu Mutaris B'li Delossos, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim that will not become Mutar unless you have doors, But the truth is, you don't need doors if we're talking about something that's not really a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So if it's missing any of the other criteria for a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, namely, it doesn't have 16 Amma wide roadways, or it doesn't go from one end to the other, the Viniteris Beturis HaPesach, and then it could be Niter Alidei Turis HaPesach. You don't need the Losos. Hol Shemachshu Kol Alidei Mechitzes Kelein Lechalik Shituv Lechatzoyin. But the point is, since you're being machshir all of it through these mechitzos, you're not allowed to break the shituf down into pieces. Sivkat nechav ches lahachshir chetzio laorva ratzolam shiachshir chetzio alidei tikune mechitzos viarva alidei shituf asher yaniach b'li tikun klal. So what you could do is you make mechitzos around whatever portion of the city you want to have an eruv, and that's where you have your eruv, and the rest of the city will be excluded from the eruv. Sivvav zesha amar shein marvinos alechatzal. In this idea that you're not allowed to make an Erev on half of the city, that means that a lechi or a korah will not divide one area from the other. But you can separate out a mavui from the other areas of the city with a board that's four tfachim wide, or two boards that are each a mashahu, and then you can make an Erev on just that mavui. And if it's more than 10 amos wide, the opening to the mavui is more than 10 amos wide, so then you make a tzuris ha-pesach, says the Rama, o yasa mechitza gavoa asara le-pesach mavao, or you make a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high to the entrance of the mavui. Yesh omrim, hadi ershal yachad asra lechalek, haynu la-arka. There are those that say, the fact that you're not allowed to divide an ershal yachid, that means if you divide it the long way, me'achad ha-shem tzichim le'elch rosh ha-sarabim shabatocha, because both sides are going to need to utilize the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and therefore they're each trampling on each other's space. Aval Rachbav, but when you're dividing it width-wise, Ve'eliyotz Mishar Zeh, Ve'eliyotz Mishar Zeh, so the people on the far end use the far entrance, and the people on the near end use the near entrance, Ve'enlam Jisaregel Zal Zeh, and they don't go in the other halves side at all, then ma'arvin lechatzal and vosin tikkun b'neim. Then you could make an eruv on half of a city, and you just make a tikkun between them. Kamboshen is parallel simshin samach gimel. The adasar mahani lechi okara obias me'asar tzuris ha-pesach. What is that tikkun? That up until 10 amos you use a lechi or a korah. More than that, you're going to require a tzuris ha-pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah sivkat lechavtes zesha amarnu v'chulei lechatzal and ein ber lech shabeh. That this is talking about a case where you want to divide up the city and make a shituf a mavos and each mavoi independently. This is not yet talking about where you're trying to split a mavoi itself. That's covered in the Rama. That's the Yesh Omrim of the Rama. La Arka Pirish Derech Ayaros. Leos Mefulash Pesach Shalehen La'orka U'Shasaram Veres Mi Pesach LePesach. That normally the way a city is set up is that there's a roadway that goes from the entrance to the city to the exit of the city, and it's a straight roadway. And Hilkach Ein Bnei Ever Halaz Rishon Lasel Shituf LeVadan. So the people on the other side are not able to make their own Shituf Bnei Ever Halaz LeVadan, and the people on the other side their own Shituf Mishum Dahani Vahani Darsi Bach Rishasarabim Vyotzin V'Nuchasin Derech Pesachim L'Kan U'L'Kan, because all of them use the same Rosh Hasharabim and enter and exit the city through the same place. Rosh Hasharabim, Zumechabartan, and that public thoroughfare is combines them with one another. Shekul and Murav and Bava Asri Adadi, that they all utilize it together, and therefore they asr on one another. Va'osin Tikun Benein, Hainu B'makom Shem Mischalkin HaShituf in Zelikan V'Zelikan, where you split up the Shituf, and you have a Shituf over here and a Shituf over there. Kedesh Lo Yekal Echad Nifratz B'Miluah L'makom Ha'asulo. You need a Tikun to separate them so that they're not Nifratz B'Miluah to a place that's asr to them. U'B'Ktzei HaMavui Ein Tzarech Tikun Klal. But at the edge of the Mavo, you don't need a Tikun. Da'amayri B'Shiyesh L'Dlasos Gal B'Sefei, because we already said that we're dealing with a case where there are doors. That if you're going to divide a mavoi in a place where you're where the shituf is happening separately from one another, you need a board that's four tvachim, or two small boards on each side. Even if that space is not more than 10 amos wide. Siv Zayin, Ir Shal Rabim, V'nismatav Amdal Chamishim Diorim, Eino Tzricha Shiur. If you have a city that's Shal Rabim, but the population has diminished to the point where you have fewer than 50 people, you don't need to leave anything out of the Erev. Meaning the whole reason you need to leave something out of the Erev is to remind you that this is not a Rosh HaSarabim. Don't get confused between this and Rosh HaSarabim, and this is relying on an Eruv. Well, a place that has less than 50 people, no one's going to confuse it for a real Rosh HaSarabim. Says the Mishmar Lamed Gimel, Eina Tzricha Shiur, V'hadi Salel Da'afilu Nasa Shal Yachid Tzricha Shiur, Hainu Davka K'shenishu B'al Kalpanum Chamishim Diorin. Even though we said that if it was if it became an Ir Shal Yachid, it requires a Shiur, but that's if there's a significant population. Aval Pachus Mizeh B'vadaik, but if it's less than 50 people in the whole population, then there's no shame rabim on that city anymore. And finally, Sivches, Hamazaka b'shituf l'kol b'nei ha'ir. If you are acquiring the shituf for all of the people of the city, if they're all involved in one eruv, you don't need to let them know. And you are being mezaka that they're now going to be allowed to carry in the whole city. The din of someone who forgot to participate in the shituf, or someone who spent Shabbos in a different city, or a non-Jews with them in the city, din. So the same, it's the same din as a chatzer and a mavoi. The din of a city is no different than that of a chatzer and a mavoi. Says the Mishmar Sivkat and Ches, Imerv kulam erev echad laafuke kishe erev lechatzan shekol daitim shein ratzon lios mishutafin. As opposed to a case where they had an erev on this side of the city and erev on that side of the city, where they clearly show that they're not interested in a joint shituf, and then it's not going to be considered that you were that it's not going to be considered a zuchus for them, because if they're not interested in it, then it's not. Then that's no zuchus for them. So to review what we learned today, we said that you're not allowed to be ma'ariv l'chatzain only if the city is surrounded by a legitimate wall. And then we said the idea that you're not allowed to be ma'ariv l'chatzain means that in order to separate out the areas, a lechi or a korah doesn't help. You need something more substantial than that. And then we, the Rama quoted Yesh Omrim, that there's a difference between dividing a city, an Ir Shel Yachid, la'arka, which is problematic because they're both utilizing the Rosh HaSarabim, versus L'Rachba, where they're not both utilizing the same Rosh Hashanah, they each use a separate entrance. And then in Siv Zayin, we said once a city has fewer than 50 residents, you no longer need a Shiur. And then in Siv Ches, we said that if you're the one that's being Mezakeh for all the people in the city, it works even without letting them know, because it's a Zuchus for them, provided that they're all interested in one big Eruv. But if they made independent Eruvin, then it's not considered to be a Zuchus for them. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time we will learn Simin Shin Sadi Gimel, and I'm not sure when and where, but stay tuned to the WhatsApp. Hopefully it will be at some point from Eretz Yisrael. Everyone have a great day.